All ready for bed? It's nearly 11:30 here in the UK at night. And well, it's just been an awesome week. We've, as you all know, we went away for a few days and did nothing, which was just the right ticket from God to actually do nothing. My days are so full and jam-packed. It was just, it was raining, it was cold, and we had the great privilege of having a sauna and a beautiful warm swimming pool, and it was just nice to chill and relax. But today I had a lady come round, and we've been friends for a little while, and she asked how, you know, how our week, our few days away went, and I was telling her something, and she, first thing she spoke about was the Ukrainians, and again, it gave me the great opportunity, just like you were saying, Michael, you know, to bring up all the emphasis back on God, and that there's nothing new under the sun. You know, she knows the word. She's from Greece. She doesn't, she believes in God, she believes in Jesus Christ, but I don't think she practices. And she gets very consumed by what the world's doing, and she lives in great fear, like when we had the COVID and all that, she was very fearful. And she would ask my take on things, and of course me, I'm just, you know, nothing phases me, so I'm just saying to her, you know, it's just great to be alive, Kathy, you know, you just really got to go to God, and don't allow the fear to come in. I hate the statement, just have faith, because it sounds a bit flippant. And so I would encourage her to look to God, and if she feels insecure or she feels afraid, to cast those fears to God, because he's the one that takes care of it. And so today I got the great opportunity to share with her actually about, you know, that God's word says there'll be wars, there'll be famines, but we're not part of that. You know, God is bigger and greater than he that rules this world. So, you know, we keep our focus on God, and we don't allow whatever's going on in the news or the newspapers, because, see, the adversary always throw up something, like you were saying, Michael, it's either COVID or it's now there's a war. Well, the next thing would be, well, they changed it actually from global warming, because they say that's not the right word. So it's climate control. You know, all these things, one after the other, just to keep people in that fear and that bondage. But see, when you got born again, you got set free from the systems of this world. And it's up to you, as I said last week, it's up to you to make the decision. You decide whether you're going to listen to what the world's promoting or whether you're listening to what God's promoting. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't bend. Right? They didn't bow, and they didn't get burnt. So it's the same for us today. Whatever's going on, we don't bow, we don't allow our mind or our imaginations to think the worst, but we go to God, and we let God infuse us with the strength that we need to overcome that, whatever's going on that day, or the systems of the world, or whatever. You know, in the word it says, be strong in the Lord. Well, like I shared last week, if that was the case, that we had to be strong, then Lawrence wouldn't be strong, because he's not going to the gym and lifting weights and everything. You know, that's just not in his capacity to want to do that. You know, Lawrence likes to take the easy way. So to be strong is in the Lord. You decide, today I'm going to be strong. And then God infuses that strength into you. So, you know, like everything in life, it's a decision. And I know Harold was sharing just now about his life, his early days. Very much similar to Lawrence's early days. You know, whatever he had to do to earn money, that's what he done. And, you know, Lawrence's upbringing, he was raised in a squat, you know, infested with drugs and alcohol all around him when he was 5 years old. And he made the decision that when he had children, his children wouldn't be raised or brought up in that environment. He made that decision. Now, his brothers, they make the excuses that, well, it's the way I was raised. But see, we can all change our minds and our thinking. And when we're going with God, it's much easier to happen. You know, we just trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. So even though I was talking to Amber today, actually, because I'm Becky Jancy, and Amber said that she sees a pattern in me, you know, like when I'm sharing and when I'm talking, like when I have talks with Amber, I'm very family orientated, but it was the way I was raised. You know, like my parents worked hard, we had good holidays, we had good Christmas, but the focus was the family, that me and my brother were taken care of very well. You know, I've been very blessed to have two wonderful parents, to have grandparents on both sides, to have an auntie and an uncle that was very much involved, which my dad's sister. And so I had a good nucleus around me, even though they weren't really believers, their morals and their understandings was very godly. And so I was raised in that environment. But, you know, even then, I still today have decisions to make, like on the way that we were going to raise our children, and the things that we were going to do. So it's the same when we go with God. We make the decisions that are best, or what we believe is best for us and best for our families. And even if you're just one person on your own, or whether like Bambi, you're a newly married couple, whether you're a family with lots of children, you know, life can be so easy when you go to God with everything. Even down to, you know, praying for the children when they're not well, encouraging, raising those children in the Word, you know, because whatever you put into a child, especially when it comes to the Word, it never departs. Like when I see Becky Jancy now, you know, she was a young girl when she came to the fellowship, 12, 13, and that Word's never departed, you know, and she's 30 now. So, you know, 17 years of us encouraging her, and, you know, sometimes she'd go away and try and do it on her own, but she always came back, you know, always come back asking for help and advice. And now with her own little family, and she's got those two young children, she asks for help, you know, and as long as that help that we're giving directs her back to God, because what works for us, me and Lawrence and our family, may not work for somebody else's family, you know, so you come to your own deliberate decisions on what you're going to do. But, you know, you can still encourage, you can still let her know what pitfalls we had when they were little, or, you know, the way that God was leading us to raise the children. And, of course, the Word is a wealth of information, you know, and, you know, Proverbs shows us how to be a virtuous woman, and, you know, that the woman is the keeper of the home, you know, so she's the head of that house when it comes to those things, that she watches what comes in. She takes care of those children, you know, she works into the night, even if it's sewing, or, you know, she don't let that candle go out. So, you know, the woman has a big responsibility when it comes to the home and that family environment. But it's not good unless you've got God in the picture. You know, God needs to be there with us, you know, strengthening us in everything that we do. And, you know, raising children isn't easy in this day and time. There's so many, you know, influences out there. But again, whatever you put into that child, it'll never depart from them. So if you're giving them good, then good is what they'll carry on to portray. So, you know, it's really exciting times, really. You know, like Michael was saying, you know, we've gone through Genesis and we're approaching Revelations. Nobody knows the time or the hour, but, you know, Christ will, we will be raised up, and we'll meet Christ in the air. Whenever that time is, I don't know, but I know that we have a job to do here right now, and that is to preach the gospel, you know, to be instant, in season and out of season, And when I say in season and out of season, it makes no difference what's going on in the world. We still have that opportunity to, you know, be our best for God. And, you know, great doors are opening, like with Amber, with the cleaning and that gentleman. We've got the ladies coming over from America, you know. God's still at work, even though God's still at work. His word is still moving. There are people that still need to be reached, you know, and especially in when times are hard. It's a great time to be sharing the word and encouraging people, you know, loving them with that love of God and inspiring them to know who God is. So, you know, I was left with Kathy today and just really, she came in with a lot of fear and she left so blessed. And she thanked me, you know, because when we're encouraging with God and Jesus Christ and that positive note, you know, it dispels the darkness that people are under right now. So we're the ones that hold forth the light of God's word, and it brings deliverance. No matter what the situation is or what they are going on, what's going on in their lives right now, you know, God knows, and he works within us to then meet the needs of the people. So, you know, I encourage you to really go to God with and make yourself strong. Not you personally, but let God infuse that strength into you so that you decide to be the best you can be for God, so that he can use you to reach others. Because it's God in Christ in us. And, you know, we'll get rewarded. You know, God's into rewarding us and to really lifting us up. And he wants others to be pulled up out of the muck and the mire so that they can really see that this world is not their home, that they're just a passing through. And that we'll end up living an eternity together. You know, and what a glorious time that will be. You know, and Lawrence is so thankful that there's no gym in heaven. There's no need to want to be strong in heaven because God has taken care of it all. So, you know, we'll be able to walk through the beautiful gardens and there'll be nothing but peace and joy, tranquility, you know, and we'll be living that abundant life for sure. So God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Keep inspiring people, keep your love light burning, and I don't know, but I'm pretty sure there ain't a gym in heaven. Laura's be pretty gutted if there is. But, you know, keep that love light burning and just really, you know, keep enthusiastic because that's what turns people onto the word. So God bless your heart.
Well, I'm sure there is a Jim and a Fred and a Bill and a Harry.
Yeah, right.
And the thing is, she says all that, but when she met me, I had a six-pack. Because I used to do all the... I was a boxer, so I was very fit. I did work out. I did train.